Hey, we're on Insight on this snowy Wednesday evening. Hello, Rocker.
February 12th, 2020.
Chuck Stogler's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
I don't think I knew that.
2 days before Valentine's Day. Honest Abe's birthday, right?
This is George Washington's birthday.
When's Abe's?
22nd.
22nd.
Same day as my dad's was. That's how I remember that one.
Oh, well, that would do it.
And President's Day will be, this coming Monday will be the celebration. They used to have some people would close on Washington's birthday, some would close on Lincoln's birthday, some would close on neither one, some would close on both. So they just got everything down to the government offices close the third Monday in February, which is about halfway between. So
does that mean you're off Monday, Rocker?
Well, some people say I'm off
every day.
Every day, yeah.
You're off your rocker.
Just a little off.
So, in studio, we also have...
We have no guests.
No, we don't, do we?
Dewey's here?
Our guest kind of bailed on us, Neil.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Who was our guest?
We're not allowed... We don't want to embarrass him.
Bob Hope out.
Yeah, Bob Hope. Bob Hope couldn't make it this week. Yeah. Actually, and probably won't be here next week.
Yeah. Actually, I had a couple guys from the Ohio State football team scheduled to come in.
But now they're previously, yeah. they're
they're tied up.
They're tied up a little bit.
At the moment.
Handcuffed.
Yeah. So, but next Wednesday.
O.J. Simpson.
I have Karen Holman.
Awesome.
Rocker?
Crickets.
Karen Holman is the young lady who, along with her husband, she took a chance and she built a place called the Do Good Restaurant in Osgood. And we ate there Friday night. What a neat concept. So we've got her coming in next Wednesday. I invite everybody to join us. But for tonight, Rocker...
Is she bringing treats?
What's that?
Is she bringing treats with
her? Yeah, she's bringing T-bone steak dinners for all of us. Yeah.
Oh, Bubba's out then.
Yep, we're having prime rib. Are you good with that?
Well, our budget must have went way up then.
But for tonight, Rocker, we're going to talk about music.
Oh, love that.
Rocker doesn't know much about it, but maybe we can show him.
Right down my ballpark.
That's what I figured. You know, Friday is...
Rocker?
Are you still here?
Friday is...
Sorry, I had the wrong microphone on for you.
Oh. Rocker, what is Friday?
Friday
the 13th. Nope, that's next month.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yes. Jeez. And yeah, I always get a little bit sentimental around Valentine's Day. So tonight, we're going to talk about our 10 favorite songs. Now, these aren't the 10 greatest songs of all time.
I was already told mine were crap.
Well,
yeah, for the most part, yeah.
As long as they're your favorite songs. Now, each of mine have some sort of a meaning or a story behind them, and I'm sure you can... Yours does, too?
For the most part.
Okay. So, we're going to share those songs.
Share. There aren't any share songs in this.
Oh, no, there should
have been. I'm not playing
share.
No.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
That's a beautiful song.
That's one of the last ones she sang that I could stand, and I didn't like that much either.
So, did you like Sonny and Cher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Dark Lady.
Yeah. You mean Ella Fitzgerald?
No, that's the ship that went down.
What was the... she sang one. Well, while I think about that, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. And we're going to share our favorite songs, tell a little story about them, kind of reminisce down your memory lane. We have the candles lit. I bought rocker box of chocolates. So you can come back and join us right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Reed, Carberry, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Reed, Carberry offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Reed, Carberry today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Blue Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
Insight, Jack and Rocker.
Hey, I have a, got a text, one of the Nixle texts from Mercer County Sheriff. Please use caution while traveling in Mercer County with the weather accumulation. Slick roads are expected along with snow. Stay safe.
I expect a 2-hour delay tomorrow, I'm guessing.
So you get to sleep in?
Well, for kids.
Oh.
I would think with it still snowing overnight,
well,
kids, stay up late tonight.
One of the predictions was saying it's going to turn to rain for a little bit, which will melt some of the snow.
Is that right?
Well, that's one of the predictions.
But it also causes slick roads, too.
Yeah, which if it doesn't melt at all, it'll freeze, and then we'll have frozen tire tracks underneath fresh snow in the morning. So,
bad. The best thing to do, stay home and listen to FR radio.
Yep.
Right? Neil?
Yes?
For us, for the listeners out there who may not know,
yep,
what causes black ice?
The black ice means ice on the black pavement. So it does. Well, that's what it is. Black ice. The roads get slick. You can't really see that there's ice because you can still see the black. You don't think it's slick, and that's the black ice. The ice doesn't turn black. It's black because it's on the road. So the black ice can be a very tough thing for traffic.
I thought black ice had something. Man, I'm stupid when it comes to that stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right. So top 10 songs.
Okay.
Rocker, do you want to do your 10th one first?
I think we rotate them.
All right.
Just for blinking giggles.
Okay. Then I'll do mine first.
Sounds like a winner.
Oh, okay. Well, let me.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get that.
This, I tell you what, back in the fall of 1976.
I was two.
You were two.
I was 88.
I was driving my girlfriend, Marcia Kaufman, up to Fort Wayne every Sunday.
She was so cute. Whatever happened to her? She was so cute.
She was a doll baby. And then I heard she married some bum and she's...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe she'll make a big comeback someday.
There you go. So I was driving my girlfriend up to International Business College, and every Sunday night on the way up there, we would listen to Paul Anka's greatest hits.
Oh, that poor girl.
Probably at that point, it was probably an 8-track tape. It may have been a cassette by that time. So one of my favorite songs from that album was this one. And no, this has no deeper meaning. Do you remember this song?
No, this was not played in the old Bonadon household.
I like Paul Anka.
Yeah.
Had some good songs in the 50s. This would have been 70s. And
This was probably his last biggie.
Yep. But he had one. He did have a song that he wrote. Didn't perform it, but one that he wrote that was performed almost every night for decades.
Yes.
What was that?
Rucker?
The theme to the Tonight Show.
Yep.
Really?
When Johnny Carson's themed to the Tonight Show, he wrote that.
I didn't realize that.
Yep, and I believe, I don't think he wrote it, but I believe he did the English translation from French for My Way.
Really?
I believe that was Paul Anka. Pretty sure.
Rucker, you're number 10.
I don't have it in front of me, obviously, but...
It's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I don't need two Neils.
All right.
One's bad enough.
One's good enough.
One's good enough.
There's really no really... deep, as you say, deep meaning behind it. When I was a kid, that was played a lot.
Yep. Neil's favorite song.
Nope.
So have we ever thought about the song that was like, that was like Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, but wasn't?
Yeah, it was one of those... I don't remember what it is. Don't spit into the wind. I don't know. That's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
I believe it's in this song. Yeah. Or Mess Around with Jim.
Oh, yeah, that's one. Yep. Same song. He just had lyrics, some phrases left over from the first one.
Did the second one. Yeah. All right, not a bad choice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was.
Okay, Rocker, I'm going to take you back to 1972.
Oh, I was a minus two on that one.
You were minus two on that one? Okay. One of my first crushes was Ann Fowler. Lived in Coldwater.
Oh, I was going to say,
and she had a... And at the... There was like a Coldwater soda fountain stand. And this song...
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was right there on the main drag. I don't know what the name of it was. But this song was a song that I remember that a jukebox beside the booth, and I'd stick a nickel in it. I think that's what it called.
Oh, yeah. Those are good days.
Oh, yeah.
Put another...
Now it's... And... This is a song that I played.
And if you're wondering what this song is, and Ann fell asleep.
And Ann didn't want nothing to do with me. I want to make it with you. She took off like her tail was on fire.
Not exactly the most smoothest move.
No.
Well, did you have a smoother move than that, huh?
Not that song.
Not that.
Although I never got to use it.
So would it have been this next stupid song that you picked?
What's in that?
I don't have the list in front of me, so it makes it a little hard to...
Jack made a list and gave me one, so...
Yeah.
So, what's your story on this stupid song?
It's one of my favorite new songs.
Yeah, it's a new song. And she won about 700 Oscars? Grammys for it.
Grammys, I mean. Oscars? No. Oscars. Right.
Music Grammys.
Music Grammys.
Yep. So, we ready to hear it?
Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
By who?
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
This is the catchy little thing coming up here.
I'm the bad guy.
What happened?
This is the little hook right here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. So, Bubba, if you're listening, you need to just record this part over and over and over and just play that during one of the timeouts. Just that little boom, boom.
It's like, what do they say there, Robert? What are the lyrics?
I don't really know. I just go with the beat.
You just...
I like the sound of it.
It has a good beat and it's easy to dance.
Might be her only hit, but...
No, probably not. She'll have some more.
Although she did do this my next song on my list, but I'll go to your... We'll go to your number eight.
My number eight. So now
the pressure's on.
Now I'm back in high school, so that's probably 74.
Is that 1974?
1974, oh, okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. And one of Marcia and I's favorite songs to slow dance.
Oh, you've already ditched this Fowler girl?
No, she ditched him.
No, she dropped me like a rock.
So, like rock?
Like, yeah. like a rocker. It was either If by Chicago.
If.
Okay. If is or by Bread.
This song.
I don't remember If by Chicago at all.
If by Bread is...
No, it wasn't If.
Oh,
thank God.
Color My World.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's one of my 10 favorite songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one, too. But this is a song that we probably like to dance to the most. I'd save every
day like a treasure. That would be a good slow dancing song.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you step on her feet?
You know, I was so much taller than her.
Oh, yeah. Yes. She put her feet on your feet. Yes. And you just, that's yes. A good idea.
Sorry, that's
nice romantic song, isn't it? That's good? A beautiful song.
It's a pretty song.
Except I don't like Jim Croce, but that's okay.
Did she stay awake during this little song?
I tell you what, the worst experience in the world is slow dancing with a really short girl to Stairway to Heaven.
Oh.
Because it's like 9.5 minutes long.
About 7:15, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a hard song to dance to with a short girl for...
With her on top of your feet.
Yes. Rocker, what's your number eight? And then we'll take a little break.
I don't have any idea what it is, so I can't play it.
The Beatles by Yesterday.
The Beatles by Yesterday.
The Yesterday Beatles by Beatles. Yesterday.
Well, you know what I meant.
No, I did.
Yes, we did, but we didn't want to acknowledge that. We just wanted to make you feel bad.
Well, that boat sailed some time ago.
No, this is another nice ballad type song.
Probably one of the 10 greatest songs of all time.
Yes. It's the most recorded song.
Is it?
I've heard that from several sources, yes.
So we're going to ride this right into the break, Neil.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back in a minute.
In Yesterday...
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 12th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using their international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a pork chop, jumbo baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 each and must be purchased by Wednesday, March 4th from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters is the group that recognizes students for their academic achievements during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 4th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance on the west side and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 12th between 4 and 6. And be sure to get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 4th.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Rocker, we're talking about our favorite music, and Neil was just talking about his favorite pork chops.
Yes, those are. those pork chop dinners they were just talking about, those are fantastic. They're about an inch thick.
Yeah.
And they're really, really good. You get a giant baked potato instead of a bag of potato chips. I don't remember what else is in it, but it's like a real meal. It costs a buck more than the chicken, but I'd probably give them $2 more for that baked potato, and then the pork chops are just... So if you've had those before, don't wait to get your tickets. Get them before March the 4th.
Get them now.
School or SAD.
Get them now.
Number seven.
You know, this one's got a story too, Rock.
Let's hear it.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, well, I hope so. This is going to be a long hour.
So, my brother Paul didn't want a whole lot to do with me when, like, he was in high school and I was probably a freshman. I know it's kind of hard to believe.
So, you used the tag along.
Yeah, I was a tag along. But then there was an album that he bought that he said, you got to listen to this. And it was Rare Earth. And it was really the first time that Big P shared music with me. So let's play some from Rare Earth. To celebrate another day of life, had my hand on a dollar bill. And the dollar bill blew away.
Early 70s?
Yes, very early 70s.
I think so, yeah. Like 70 or 71, maybe?
Yeah. They had several hits from around 1970 to 72 or 3, 4, somewhere in there. We could look it up in the book, but I'm too lazy to roll over there.
I don't blame you. Rare 1970.
Yep.
Rocker, number 7.
Well, for me, it's...
I sure wish I could see the list.
I kind of... sorry about that.
Yeah.
Just you could already tell me what it is. So well, go ahead with what you're doing. I'll try to come up with it.
I kind of broke the rules on our rules on this one, but it's sort of like an all-time favorite for me because it's like every song you heard when you was a kid growing up. Hotel California by the Eagles.
Ah, that's a classic.
Yes. Baby. The opening part.
Yep.
Enjoy it. This will be one of the few times it'll be played on Fort Recovery Radio.
Why is that?
Don't like the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Overrated.
Really?
Don't particularly care for this song, although the song, the music part's okay, but the lyrics seem just dumb. But so do lots of lyrics, you know. If you listen to a lot of the Beatles music, especially stuff that John Lennon wrote, he has said several times that he just collects phrases and then he just throws several together and makes a song out of it. That's why a lot of it doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't tell any kind of story. It's just a set of neat sounding lyrics that go really, really well with the tune.
With the tune.
Yep. And that's sometimes that's okay.
So do you have any favorite Eagle songs?
The one that Max Cheeseman used to play a lot on the jukebox at St. News was 5 minutes of silence. Complete silence. That was my favorite Eagles song.
Number 6 for me. You know, when I was a father of...
we're moving up a few years.
Yes. When I was a father of a 4-H kid, we took our kids up to Camp Abachi for a camp
out. Gazoon type.
What's that?
Gazoon type.
Yeah, I know it. And we had to put on a talent show. So there's like me and 5 or 6 of these 5th or 6th grade girls, I'm guessing. And our talent show was this song here.
I think it's going to play.
If it doesn't, I can see.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, please. Let's skip a little bit of this. I think there's quite a bit.
And I'll be okay. Friends in low place. I'm not big on social grace.
Also, the last time Carl Perkins played on this air, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Not because you don't like
it. I don't love Garth Brooks. I'm just not this kind of pop country music fan.
Yeah.
Yep, not my favorite by any stretch, but that's okay. Garth Brooks is a neat guy.
Yeah. So that was my number 6, Rocker.
Well, he's going to really love this one then. this song, you know, when you think 80s... And there's a lot of them that have the same meaning, but when you think 80s...
Cindy Lauper.
Well, no, not quite.
Larry Lauper.
We got...
The Big Lauper.
We got Careless Whisper by Wham.
We have Neil Hoppin tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not hip-hopping.
No, not yet. There's no, none of that tonight.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead a little bit on that so we can find something. To the heart and mind, it
Kind of a dancing song for you, Marcia. However, if you ever watched the video, it wouldn't fit.
Why? What's the video?
Carelessly whispering to a guy.
Well, actually, it's him cheating on his girlfriend.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's back when people bought that he was in the women. But the facts is what I like.
Which is good, yeah.
Can't go wrong with those facts.
What's his name? George
Michaels.
Yeah.
Not with the same more.
Nah.
Who's he with?
The good Lord, hopefully.
Oh.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
50-50.
Yeah.
There's 10% chance of that.
50-50.
Number five for me. And, of course, you cannot have a all-time favorites list without including this guy, Barry Manilow. So, is this Weekend in New England or Time?
Weekend in New England.
Weekend in New England.
Wait, no. Well, yeah, it's Time. Weekend in New England, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you wrote down Time, and I put that into the iTunes, and Weekend came up.
Yep. Now it seems years. Again, each of these generate some sort of a memory that just makes me say Happy Valentine's Day, rocker.
Over, not to me.
It just did. Seems a little creepy, but I guess that's okay.
No, there's creepy, and then there's, you know.
Then there's rocker.
Yeah.
We'll get this last phrase here.
That song makes me cry.
Yes, and it should. It's a nice song. Yeah. I think that's one he actually wrote. The one that I write the songs, he didn't write that one.
That's kind of ironic.
Yes.
That is kind of ironic.
Yes, it is.
Number five.
Every song in the world except that one.
Yeah.
Maybe, in my book, one of the most underrated singers of all time, actually. Van Morrison with Moondance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes.
This one is definitely one of my favorite songs.
That beat is awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The jazz thing in the background. Yeah. Just, and this has a good sax part in it, too. I don't know if we'll get to hear that part here, but I think that's a little later, but...
And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just help you dance with you, my love?
I think we get to little hear a bit of saxophone here.
Nope.
So that'd be a little bit. So
yeah.
Somewhere Bubba and Judy are having a good night.
Well, she likes the
Van Morrison.
Yeah, I can't remember the other Van Morrison.
Into the Mystic.
Yep. And that's a good one too.
What is it?
Into the Mystic.
Let's see if we can find that one.
Do you have that song?
Should. We played it enough.
Into the Mystics.
Mystic.
Mystic.
Also younger than the sun. And the bonny boat was won as we sail into the Mystic.
There's a lot of bass in both these songs.
So is that good or bad?
That's good.
Oh, okay.
Your number four.
My number four. You know, and this is probably for a lot of people, or, you know, when you think of awesome memories, I think of like the state championships and stuff.
Yep.
And I think about driving through town, and this is probably back in the early 90s, maybe, and we would put this song on, and we would drive through town with our stereos cranked up.
Think of when I hear this song?
What's that?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
Oddly enough.
Nah. That doesn't surprise me. Rucker, you're number four.
Well, I was, believe it or not, my mom and my aunt was shopping, and I, you know, I don't, kids don't like going shopping, so I was in the parking lot of the Broadbent's, and they left the car on, luckily, because it was a little warm or cold back in those days. And this song came on the air by Elton John, because I didn't know who it was at the time. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
Well, let's see. I thought
awesome
I had it.
Tune.
Maybe we don't have it. Here we go. I think we're going to get it now.
Oh, wrong one. There we go.
This one was one of several on what was a pretty good album. Probably had more songs on it than just about any songs that are still played. More than probably, I can say maybe any other album, but maybe some of the ones like Floyd, some of those. So there's Funeral for a Friend, Candle in the Wind, Funeral for a Friend / Love Lies Bleeding, Candle in the Wind, Benny and the Jets, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. There's another one I was thinking. Oh, one that's kind of interesting, but Your Sister Can't Twist, But She Can Rock and Roll. And I believe that Saturday Night is also on that album. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of songs from
So that. Your Mama Can't No.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing.
But I don't know if this might play.
Crocodile Rock wasn't part of that album.
Correct. Okay. Stations in Dayton that plays this every once in a while. That's probably the least of the five or six that that are on that album that were just really good songs.
Very good.
Yep.
You want to take a break, Neil?
Yes.
Yep. We'll take a break. Yep. We'll be back with our top three right after this.
Actually, we're late for the break, but we'll get there.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
This is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you through Thursday, February the 13th. In our meat department, we have sirloin tip roast for $4.49 a pound and ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. And here are some of our special prices on everybody's favorite all around our store, 7-ounce banquet pot pies, 5 for $5. The big bag of Totino's pizza rolls are $5.59. The giant jar of Prego spaghetti sauce, $4.29. And you can get bags of Snyder's, the Berlin potato chips, 2 for $5. Great prices all through the store on these and other favorite items. And don't forget about Valentine's Day. We have a special treat that she's sure to love. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have beautiful long-stem strawberries, freshly hand-dipped with decadent chocolate. And be sure to get a bottle or two of her favorite wine while you're checking out our selection of romantic Valentine Day cards, all in our produce section. Stop in to Wayne Street Market, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials in all of our aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 8th, 2020 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 419-375-4041. The chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 8th at 5:30 p.m.
We're back.
We're back.
Number three.
Jack Rocker.
Bubba just joined us, but he's eating nuts.
So, we're now at our top three.
Yes.
Okay. My number three is a repeat performer. Okay. But it's got more to do with the song than it does the performer. Okay. And I just think the message of this is really cool. So, I'll let Neil kind of play it.
Just the other night at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into
I'm already starting to cry.
You my should. Old high school flame. And as I introduced them, past came back to me. And I couldn't help but think of the way things used to.
As I get older, you know.
She was the one that I'd wanted for all times. And each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything.
Okay, everybody.
Again.
Okay, Rocker, ready?
I've never heard the song.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care.
All right, Rocker, go ahead, buddy.
There's no way possible to segue from Garth Brooks to this Nets guy.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So let's just go ahead and play it. Michael Jackson, from his probably his biggest album ever.
Was it like a 4 feet across? That'd be a big album.
Huge album.
It'd be a huge big album.
Okay, beat it. Beat it.
So this is a better song than Thriller off of that album?
I didn't say that.
Oh, it's just your favorite. Sorry, we're supposed to do favorites, not the best. Yep, this is one of the few songs you'll ever, or times you'll ever hear Michael Jackson on Fort Recovery Radio.
Neil has a lot of people that he don't like.
Well, there's a really good reason for this one. He's a pervert.
Well,
I don't like that.
But
it hurts me to let him have money.
Well, he don't have much money anymore. Yeah.
Well,
you ain't giving him any.
Never did.
You never did. You ain't going to.
Nope.
That was number three for you, right? Right, Rocker?
Number two for you.
Number two. Back in the early 2000s, I was introduced to a song and a guy that I'd never heard of. And it kind of opened me up to his music, and it let me go back to that genre of the Frank Sinatra type. And so here's Michael Bublé, Feeling Good.
Oh, yeah, I got the wrong thing there, sorry. So you need to talk a little bit more for a second here.
Birds fly. Oh, no. So.
Birds are saying. You like
Blue Black? Oh, yeah. He has a very good voice.
Yes.
I'd like for him to come up with a song that's original to him that's really, really good, because that could be...
So you haven't liked any of his original stuff?
I don't remember any of it, so no, I guess not. Yep, so here's the one you were talking about.
Okay.
So. Strip club, I think.
Yeah.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
And I'm feeling good. Rocker's right, it does sound like a James Bond movie song.
Yes, it does. I feel like it should just be thrown in there somewhere.
Yep.
Okay, we could do that.
Rocker number two.
Well, you can't think music unless you think this next guy. Elvis Presley. And of course, when I was a kid, that's all I knew about music was Elvis. Hound Dog.
Was your dad a big Elvis fan?
Elvis and Frank Sinatra.
Good choice.
Your dad had better taste in music than you.
Wait until you get his number one.
Yeah. This was back when Elvis was great. Before he went to the service.
Ballooned up Elvis.
After that, he his music got a little too
campy?
Too poppy, too something, I don't know.
Commercialized.
It was just...
awful.
That's when it was just really good.
Yeah. So, Elvis, Garth Brooks, Barry Manilow, Jim Croce... Who else? The Eagles.
Yeah. Beatles.
If,
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
In there, yeah.
So if,
Billie Eilish.
I mean, Neil would have blown up at least half the records that we played tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, the Beatles, I wouldn't know, but yeah.
My number one rocker has...
Let's take a break and come back and make them wait for our number ones.
Oh, that's like a tease.
Yeah.
All right.
This would be like a real show and stuff.
So we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5 and a quarter. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here are the basketball games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will host New Bremen in the final regular season game and the final MAC game of the season. And if we win, we'll clinch at least a tie for the MAC championship for the first time in a number of years. And it'll be senior night for girls basketball and swim. We'll be broadcasting the JV contest with Diana Rammel doing the play-by-play, and we'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game. And Diana Rammel will do Facebook Live for the senior night presentation, and you can watch it live on her Facebook page, Diana Joe, or you can access it later on her page. On Friday, the boys will travel to New Bremen, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Brian Patch and Bob Leverett will bring you all the action live. On Saturday evening, the boys will host the always tough Fort Laramie Redskins, and Brian and Bob will again bring you the varsity game. It's the end of the regular season for the girls tomorrow night, and the boys have games on Friday and Saturday nights. Get out and show your support for our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at New Bremen and Saturday's home boys basketball game with Fort Laramie will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from noon to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7 for both adults and students.
We're back. Talking about Ray Charles and his fantastic music and preparing for Rutgers number one.
Unfortunately, Ray never got to see
Rutgers'
music.
Favorite song of all time, because this has deep meaning to him.
I wouldn't say that.
Huh?
I wouldn't say that. It,
okay, so tell the story behind this, Rock.
Well, up until this song came out, number two is my number one.
Which would make sense.
Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. This is better than Elvis.
Well, it just moved up the scale. Finger 11 by Paralyzer by Finger 11.
We all know Finger 11.
Never heard of.
You're smoking crack.
Wow. What? This doesn't get played a lot on the stations I listen to.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Hey.
They're not all pearls.
No, but they don't have to be gravel.
But Rocker, the topic was your favorite song. Not the 10 greatest songs of all time, your favorite songs. So I'm glad that this fit.
Now, yours is going to make mine look pathetic.
Yeah.
Mine has got a story behind it.
Yep.
Okay.
A little more holier than mine.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Yeah, so is Hound Dog.
But, you know, when I got sick, and we went through the thing with Diem. And my wife lost her uncle. She had said that she needed to find a way to bring the family together to go to church. And we went to church, and they played this song, and each of the girls cried about it. And I really believe that it's brought us closer than we've been, than we've ever been. So, Mr. Matthew West.
Broken Things.
Broken Things.
Somewhere down that, about halfway down is where this is.
Go.
Where this
yep. Solar system. You use broken things, and here I am. I'm all you.
Is this one you had Pastor Q sing on at the Christmas thing, or did he sing?
I know he sang three. I think he sang it when he was a guest here.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. They tell me it's true. It's never the perfect. This is Neil's favorite part.
Yep.
It's the rebels and the prodigals. Rucker, I think we did good, buddy.
Well, I hope so. We killed that hour.
Yes, we did.
All the misfit heroes.
And we're almost misfit on schedule.
So. On this day.
On this day.
1973.
Yes.
Did you tell
him? Nope.
1973. On this day. On this day, 1973.
Oh, let me get the... Okay, no.
On this day, 1973. Al Green replaced this song as the number one song in 1973 on this date.
Rocker ought to get it.
Let's see, 1973.
Al Green, what song would he say?
Let's Stay Together.
Correct.
73 would probably...
if you get this right, I'll give you $100.
Well, I'm still waiting on that $1,000 from the other one.
From Bill.
Coming.
I got nothing.
Oh, you ought to.
Guess. Come on.
73, I would say probably maybe Candyman.
Oh. And they were singing.
American Pie.
American Pie. Yep. Very good. So, okay. Here's a question.
On this date, 1984.
Mm-hmm. 30.
You got engaged.
Six.
Big C had his first date.
I was going to say, I was thinking that was. I was thinking that was somewhere around Valentine's Day.
With Bob Stallings.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Rick Shane.
Hello.
That was our first date.
Really? Where'd you go?
We went to.
Parking.
Pizza King with the red phone. Had a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Then we went to the movies in Muncie and seen Lonely Guy.
Lonely Guy? I thought we seen First Blood.
Nope, Lonely Guy. Seen First Blood with me, you, and Lisa.
Oops.
Hey there, Lonely Guy.
A trip down memory lane. So, if like you and Kim had a song, what would it be?
They got a song.
Bobby?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, I know what it is.
It'd be what?
Phil Collins? I figured it'd be Paralyzer by 11 Fingers.
Yeah. Bobby? You and Joe got a song?
Yeah.
Spit it out, Skippy.
I shot the sheriff.
That one almost made me cry. Bob, if you put your headphones, you might be able to hear it. That might be. This might be.
I can hear it.
This one's Jody's. Little Van Morrison.
Oh, this Into the Mystic?
Yeah.
She loves you right now.
Yeah. Second time we played it.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't even one of the...
she loved
wasn't even one of, either one of their favorites, but... Moondance was one of Rocker's favorites, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, the Bonnie Boat was one as we sail into the Mystic.
Yeah, you're forgiven for this 11 finger guy.
Yeah.
11 fingers. Smell the sea and.
Where do you come up with that name?
I didn't come up with it.
Soul and spirit fly.
Better than
Five Finger
Death Punch.
Which I love the name of that one. That's funny as hell. I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be funny, but it's funny. That one makes me giggle.
A lot of snow out there. Is there?
Well, let's not go out there.
A lot of snow out there, Bubba says. 2 hour delay already.
I don't think that's true.
School's canceled.
I don't think that's true.
It's a wet
just
snow.
Like way back in the days of old.
Which means it won't last long. Except a couple of cool days coming up.
Until the Mystic.
But if it stops snowing like 11, it's 32 degrees. Okay. Yeah. Salt's going to work good. Rocker? Anything to... that you've had more time to think about it, was there a song or two that you would have liked to put on your list that you didn't?
Well, seeing as I was in a little bit of a pinch, I probably would have put Smoke on the Water.
You know, good tune.
A little Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, maybe.
Yeah, that's your drugs.
Still a song, though.
I gotta hear it.
You've lost that love and feeling?
Nah.
Narcolepsy kicked in, I guess.
Yeah. I'd have definitely have added.
Who's that by? Who does narcolepsy kick in?
Everybody.
Oh.
For like right about now.
Oh.
I'd have definitely added Melikaliki Maka.
Oh, yes, for Bill. Who's right about now getting shot in the grassy knoll.
He's in Dallas?
Yes. He was the second shooter.
There Bobby, was no second shooter.
Bobby, who you got on tonight?
Coach Mindy Bupp of the swim team's going to stop up. And then we're going to talk boys basketball drawing. And
yeah.
We're going to talk about the big game tomorrow night. And hopefully we get... My guess is we got a lot of people listening tonight because there's a crappy day out. And
yep.
We're thinking...
Well, now I get to edit. And
no, I didn't get through.
Oh, okay.
I almost did.
Yeah, okay.
He stopped at shit.
Stop. Stop now.
Four.
It's a crappy day out there.
Jack and Rocker will be back next Wednesday.
Hey, that'll be
with
great.
Miss Karen Holman.
They do good.
Yeah.
Did you see how much money they gave to, how much money they raised?
For that Knicks boy?
Knicks boy.
Yeah. No.
$35,000.
Wow. That's from tips.
That
tips
is from
And you know who they're the one for this month is?
Fort Recovery Girl.
Yep. It's Samantha Heitkamp. Yep. Yep.
So
awesome.
So each month they pick a different cause.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the tips all go to that. And I went by there twice in the last couple of days with Calps. And every time I go by there, you can't park in that town.
Nice.
At lunchtime.
Quit taking reservations.
What that?
No more reservations.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We ate there Friday night, and I got a ribeye steak, $17. Couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was fabulous. Yeah. So Karen's going to come. We're going to chat with.
How much you leave, dollar? Tip, dollar?
Well, I mean, I had a 20, so. Oh, well.
Tax gets you to 19, 18, hey, 19, 20.
He had 19. A 20, yeah.
He dropped a five spot on her.
And Marsha had to pay for her. Yeah. She only had 20.
So for Jack and Rocker, we will be back next Wednesday. Stay tuned for Sports Talk with Bub and Fee. See you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.